As a young student, I traveled to Brazil with a small musical team from my college. While there, one of the best things, well, for our ego, one of the worst things, was that we were regularly welcomed as special and valued guests. We were treated by many with deference, and we were fed in abundance. Rather than just receiving what we offered, it seemed that many were genuinely glad to welcome us as people and even honor us. We're going to talk about welcoming the stranger on today's Covenant Weekly Podcast, Episode 19, Roll Out the Welcome Mat. As we've mentioned over the past couple of weeks at Covenant, we have been approved to sponsor two refugees to Canada. Muna and Maynar are relatives of the family that we helped come to Canada just over 6 years ago. Back 6+ years ago, when we were considering applying to sponsor Syrian refugees, we wrestled with our place as Jesus followers when it came to our response to the refugee crisis. Again, 3 years ago, when the opportunity was presented to apply to sponsor Muna and Maynar, we considered that question again. Now that they've been approved to come to Canada and we need to do the actual work of raising $40,000 to support them, the challenge of refugee sponsorship prompts me to consider again why we are doing this. The easiest thing to do is to walk through the Bible and to talk about how we are called as Jesus followers to welcome the stranger. You know, Jesus told a story about the Son of Man, a title he used for himself, sitting in judgment over the nations. The point of discernment between those who were welcomed into the king's presence and those who were not wasn't whether or not they affirmed the king's place of power or believed in the king. In fact, many who were sent away affirmed and acknowledged the king's place of power. The point of difference was whether or not they cared for those in need, the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the imprisoned, and the stranger. This is consistent with the Old Testament image of God's heart. Multiple times Israel was told, "Do not take advantage of foreigners or strangers who live among you in the land. Treat them like native-born Israelites and love them as you love yourself." One of the most famous family stories in Israel was when Abraham was hanging outside the door of his tent on a scorching summer afternoon, and he saw three men nearby. He immediately jumped up and invited them to come and rest in the shade. He had their feet washed and prepared a meal for them. As the story progresses, the men deliver Abraham a message from God. These strangers were actually God's messengers. The book of Hebrews refers to this story when it says, "Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it." The driving force behind our desire to sponsor refugees is this mandate to draw near to the heart of God by drawing near to those who God has a heart for, the stranger, especially the stranger who is vulnerable. But that doesn't answer the question, why these strangers? Why these vulnerable people? There are strangers all around us that, to be honest, we aren't caring for in the same way. There are strangers all over the world that we aren't bringing to Canada. Why these two? The answer is simple, almost too simple. These are the strangers we have the obvious opportunity to care for. These are the ones close to the door of our tent due to the relationship with ones that we've already helped. This is the opportunity that God has given us due to the circumstances that we find ourselves in. God's question isn't, did you care for everyone? You know, I heard it said recently that these days a new horror pops into our feeds every 280 characters or every 10 TikTok seconds, and we cannot possibly respond to all of these crises. That's true, that we can't possibly respond to every challenge, every need, every issue, every stranger in our world. But the commentator I was listening to continued by saying, we cannot possibly respond to all of these crises, so we look for reasons not to. You know, in this case, it would be easy to look for reasons not to respond to this opportunity that has been placed before us. It will be a financial challenge when the church is already not receiving income enough to cover our expenses. You know, it's almost the summer, and in the summer we're all busy doing other things. You know, we're still trying to figure out our own way through a pandemic without adding something new. You know, those among us who are running our compassion programs, they already need more help than what they have. You know, we've sponsored refugees before. Isn't it somebody else's turn? And, you know, if we're going to sponsor refugees, why don't we sponsor Ukrainian refugees, since that's the major crisis right now? There are a myriad of reasons we could grab onto to not respond to this need and somehow feel okay with it. But as Jesus followers, we need to embrace the fact that we can't respond to every need, while not looking for reasons to not respond to the ones that are so clearly right in front of us. This is our opportunity to welcome the stranger standing near our tent entrance. This is the chance that we have been presented with to pass out the cup of cold water to the one who can't reach the well, the plate of food to the one without a kitchen, the clothes to the one exposed to the cold. This is our chance to unlock the gates that have kept these two women imprisoned by their current circumstances. This is our chance to roll out the welcome mat and to say to the stranger, as Abraham did millennia ago, "Come, rest in the shade of this tree while water is brought to wash your feet. And since you've honored us by coming, let us prepare some food to refresh you. Come and be a stranger no longer." We can't deal with every horror in the world, but we can make a difference in this one by extending God's love and compassion to those with whom we have a connection, even though that's been a long distance one. And simply put, that's why we're doing it. A couple of things to note as we head through the rest of this week. Our youth and youth leaders are away at a retreat this coming weekend. Please be praying for them as they are away. Many of the kids going are still new to the person and message of Jesus. Be praying that this will be a special and significant time in the hearts and lives of both kids and leaders. On Tuesday, May 24th at 7 p.m., we are holding a refugee sponsorship fundraising meeting to brainstorm and plan our fundraising efforts for the refugee sponsorship that we were talking about today. This is going to be a hybrid meeting, so you can join in person at 95 Robert Street East or through Zoom. There's an event page at covenantchurch.ca that has the Zoom information on it. Again, that meeting is Tuesday, May 24th at 7 p.m. Finally, we are planning a special communion gathering on Sunday morning, June 5th. Instead of having communion during our service, we're inviting everyone to join us outside on our lawn for a communion service at 9:30 a.m. This will be a simple gathering to be together, to pray together, and to receive the bread and juice together. Our hope, our intent is that those who are not ready to attend inside in person will be able to participate in this outdoor gathering and then get back home to participate in the service online. Those who will be participating in the service in person can just stick around and visit before moving inside for the service. Again, that is Sunday morning, June 5th at 9:30 a.m. for communion outside. If it is raining that morning, then we're just going to shift it a week and we'll move the gathering to June 12th. I just want to add one final thought around the idea of welcoming the stranger. You know, welcoming the stranger isn't just about sponsoring refugees or a program that we do. It's really a posture that we learn and practice and get better at as we practice. This posture of welcoming the stranger shows up in how we engage with people on Sunday mornings or Friday nights or in our schools or workplaces or on sports fields or in our guilds. Refugee sponsorship is an extension of something that should mark our lives as Jesus people because of how we have been welcomed in by the love of God. I pray that as you move through this week, you'll have eyes to see the stranger before you, and that God will empower you to welcome them well. I know this is a practice that many of you do so well and have done for years. Thank you for extending the heart of Jesus. God bless you as you do so this week. Go in peace.